Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר.
Hello, we're reading from the book Writings of Rabash, volume 1. Article Come to Pharaoh Aleph 1, page 118. You're welcome to enter kabbalahbooks.info and you can find the articles. You can also ask questions at kab.tv. This article is in the Passover booklet. To those who have it, page 127.
Beforehand, we should not forget that all the advancement in spirituality beyond the degree of the plain person starts where by the person being included in the society, for there is no chance of performing any change upon oneself, and there's only ourselves we need to change other than the environment. This is our only free choice. This is the only mean, the only means, and for that reason, if we are speaking of the process that a person begin to perform, then it's changing himself by the environment. Hence we see it also after the inner preparations that occurred in him from above, being the degree of the ancestors, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, as there are preparations in man, and there he has a point in the heart. And he come to a state as the sons of Jacob that are in a quarrel and in a need to connect inevitably through the different states. And we will understand them later on why they are described in such way in the Bible. And the exile being a preparation for redemption begin from trying to connect together the sons of Jacob inside their connection called Joseph, Yosef. From that we begin. Hence, if we are speaking about the exile, about the redemption, about all the states that relate to spirituality, we are speaking only of states of connection with the environment, and how by all kind of form of connections men advance. Meaning, do not forget the cause, the society as a means for spiritual development, and that whatever happens is all in all the relationships between man and the environment until they are arranged and are corrected entirely. Please.
Come to Pharaoh A. Aleph. Come to Pharaoh, and it is perplexing. It should have said, go to Pharaoh. And the Zohar explains, rather he inserted him, Moses, into chambers inside of chambers, into one mighty upper alligator. When the Creator saw that Moses was afraid, the Creator said, I am upon you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great alligator dwelling within the Niles. That the Creator had to wage war with him, and none other. As you say, I am the Creator, and it was explained, I am not a messenger. It follows that come to Pharaoh should be explained as both of us together. And to explain this in the work of the Creator, then first of all we have to know what is a demand for engaging in Torah and Mitzvot. Meaning, what compensation do we demand for that? And the compensation must be clear, in order for us to understand that it is worthwhile for us to give up the pleasures of the body. If we understand that this is what stands in our way of reaching the goal, which is our compensation, that by our engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, we will receive this sublime goal. And the goal is a reward for our giving up bodily, corporeal pleasures. Therefore, we have to know that the main reward that we want for keeping the Torah and Mitzvot is adhesion with the Creator, which is the matter of equivalence of form, which is the matter of and to cleave unto Him. As our sages said, the Creator created the evil inclination, and He created for it the Torah, the spice. Because this is the kli with which we can receive the purpose of creation, which is called to do good to His creatures, which is called the revelation of the Creator to His creatures in this world, as written in the book Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. It is known that the main work is in preparing the kli, whereas the fulfillment, which is the abundance that pours onto the kli, it comes from the side of the upper one, which is the aspect of His desire to do good to His creatures. And certainly on His behalf, there is no obstacle that would stop Him from giving to us. And all the deficiencies that we feel are because we don't have the kelim with which to receive the abundance. Because our kelim come from the breaking. Because due to the breaking of the vessels that occurred in the world of Nikudim, the klipot, the shells, came out, which are the aspect of receiving in order to receive. That the meaning of breaking in spirituality is like breaking a kli in corporeality. As a physical vessel, if it's broken and you put some liquid in it, then the liquid comes out. Similar in spirituality. Once a kli has the thought of a desire to receive for itself, then the abundance comes out to the external ones, meaning outside of sanctity. Sanctity is called for the sake of the Creator, and anything other than the sake of the Creator is called Sitra Achra, the other side, which is the other side of sanctity. That's why we say that sanctity is called to bestow, and impurity is called to receive. And because of that, having been born after the breaking, and therefore our desire is only to receive, therefore we cannot be given the abundance, since certainly everything would go to the other side. And this is the entire reason why we are distant from receiving the good and the pleasure that the Creator has created for us. Because whatever He would give us would not remain in us, but rather will be lost. As our sages said, who is a fool? One who loses everything that he is given. It follows that the root of the reason why he loses it is because he is a fool. And why does a fool have to lose everything, while the wise one keeps it, whatever he is given, and he does not lose it? Rather, we have to explain that a fool is called if he remains with his own nature, which is self-love, and does not engage with tactics in order to have the possibility to come out of the will to receive. That even though there are many remedies and tactics to come out of his nature, yet he remains naked as the day he was born, without another clothing. That clothing being called the clothing of the will to bestow. That if with the clothing of bestowal, he can dress the good and pleasure which he needs to receive. But there are times that a man begins with the work of bestowal, and he explains to the body that this is the entire purpose of the work, meaning in order to attain a vessel of bestowal. But after all the arguments that he has with the body tells him that you cannot change nature from what the Creator has created. And since creation is considered existence from absence, which is only from the side of the will to receive, how dare you say that you can change nature from the way that the Creator created it? And about this it is said, come to Pharaoh, meaning that we shall go together, that I too am coming with you, in order for me to change nature. And all I want is for you to ask me to help you to change nature and to invert it from the will to receive to the will to bestow. As the sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day, and if it weren't for the Creator helping him, he would not be able to cope with it. However, that too we should understand. What does the Creator need to be asked for of? This suits a human being, flesh and blood, who wants the respect and the honor to be asked in order for him to, for the other one to know that he helped him. But how can you say something like that about the Creator? However, according to the rule, there is no light without a kli, meaning you can't give anyone fulfillment if he doesn't have a deficiency. Because as long as one does not have a deficiency for something, if he is given that, there is no taste in that thing. Therefore, he doesn't know to pay importance to that thing. And then he won't keep himself from that thing being stolen from him. Meaning there are other people who do understand the importance of this thing, and they will take it from him. And this is the reason that a man has to ask help from the Creator, so that if he's given some illumination from above, he'll know how to keep it. So the external ones will not take it from him, since they do know the value of some illumination of holiness. Therefore, when a man asks the Creator to help him, and the matter of the true request begins specifically at a time that a man sees that he is unable to help himself, then he knows with utter clarity that there is no other advice except to ask of the Creator to help him. Otherwise, he'll remain separated from holiness and has no advice with which to come out of that state of self-love. Therefore, when the Creator helps him, he already knows that this is an important property, and he has to carefully guard that the external ones will not take it away. This is as the Ari says, and this is the secret of the evil inclination and the other side, the Sitra Achra, chasing after the righteous ones and trying to make them sin and preventing them from cleaving on to sanctity, since they have no liveliness without it. And as the abundance and the good are increased, the livelihood is increased. Don't wonder from now on why the evil inclination chases up a man and tries to make him sin. Therefore, in order for a man to keep himself, not to lose what he's given, must first give a great effort. That something that comes to a man through effort makes him keep that in order to not to lose it. However, this thing, meaning at the time of the exertion, when a man sees that his work is still far away from being complete, sometimes he escapes the battle and comes to despair. And then he needs extra strengthening to believe in the Creator, that the Creator would help him. And the fact that the help has not yet come is because he has not yet given the required amount of exertion in quantity and quality which is needed to prepare the deficiency in order to receive the fulfillment. As he says, if one engaged in the Torah and had not succeeded in removing the evil inclination from himself, it is only because either he was negligent to give the exertion and work which is necessary in order to engage in the Torah, as written, I haven't exerted and I found, do not believe it. Or maybe they filled up the quantity, the desired the quantity of exertion, however, they were negligent in the quality. Therefore, come to Pharaoh, we must pay attention to that and believe in all the worst possible states and not to escape the battle, but rather always to trust the Creator that he can help and to give to a person, whether he needs small help and whether he needs a great help. And in truth, one who understands that he needs the Creator to give him a great help, because he is worse than all other people, he is more capable of his prayer being accepted. As written, the Creator is close to the ones with the broken heart, and he will save those who are low in spirit. Therefore, a man cannot say that he is not qualified for the Creator to bring him closer. Rather, the reason is that he is lazy in his work. Rather, a man should always come with overcoming and not let any thoughts of despair enter his mind. As the sages said, even if a sharp sword is laid on his neck, one should not prevent himself from the mercy. As written in Job, may he even kill me, I will still aspire for him. And the matter of having a sharp sword laid on his neck, on his throat, we should explain this, that the meaning is that even though man's evil called self-love is laid on his throat and wants to separate him from holiness, by showing him a depiction that there is no possibility to come out of that control, then one must say that this picture that he is seeing is truth. However, one should not prevent himself from mercy, because he then needs to believe that the Creator can give him that mercy, which is called the quality of bestowal. Meaning, through his own forces, it is the truth that a man is incapable of coming out of the domination of self-reception. But on the side of the Creator, by the Creator helping him, certainly he can bring him out. And this is as written, I am the Lord who has brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. This is what we say in Kriyat Shema, which is the reception, taking of the burden of the kingdom of heavens. That we must know that the Creator is the one who takes a man out of the domination of reception, which is called separation, and he puts him into sanctity. And then the verse, to be as a God to you, will be held, which is being as the nation of Israel and not the nation of the world. And this is how sages said, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, that while the Creator told the first person, you shall have a thorn and a thistle, you shall grow a thorn and a thistle, he had tears in his eyes. He told him, the master of the world, a donkey and myself, shall eat together from a single trough. Once he told him, you shall eat bread through the sweat of your work, immediately he cooled down. However, we have to understand the claim of Adam HaRishon, that he was asking over the work of the Creator, why does he deserve to eat with a donkey in a single trough? That is a just complaint. And the evidence for that is that the Creator gave him the advice to eat bread. If it weren't a correct complaint, the Creator would not have received his complaint. And this complaint that he said, a donkey and myself will eat in a single trough, that is hard to understand. What is man's uniqueness, pedigree? Our sages said, Rabbanan said, a man was created on the eve of Shabbat, so that if he becomes arrogant, he would be told, a mosquito preceded you in the act of creation. And accordingly, if a mosquito preceded him, then what is that claim that a donkey and myself will eat in a single trough? However, we have to explain that after the sin, he fell into the aspect of self-love. It follows that he became similar to a donkey who only understands self-love. And that he had tears in his eyes and said that a donkey and myself will eat in a single trough, meaning from a single aspect, which is self-love. Therefore, he gave him an advice. Through the sweat of your work, you shall eat bread. Bread is called the food of men, meaning by exerting in, through the sweat of your work, you shall eat bread, which is the food of men. He will come out of being Am Haaretz, a nation of the land, and is then called Am Israel, which is Yashar Kel, which is not the case of the aspect of Egypt, when the people of Israel were in exile. Egypt is called a nation similar to a donkey, meaning only self-love. And therefore, the salvation for Israel was that the Creator brought them out of Egypt. And this is what we have to aim for while receiving the burden of the kingdom of heavens. I am the Lord, your God, who have taken you out of the land of Egypt to be a God unto you. That specifically through the force of the Creator, we can come out of Egypt and merit being to be a God to you.
We see how Abash truly spread, laid down the whole process and the approach. Well, I don't know what to add. Well, let's follow the questions. Yes, Danny.
He speaks about quality and quantity of exertion. How do I know that now I am in the exertion, and how do I know what is its quality?
Well, this is something we don't know. We learn everything from the experience. When a person begins, he has discernments and definitions that have nothing to do with the spiritual form you have to achieve. It isn't. However, along the path, it happened by the light that reforms. Initially, the work is more quantitative, and gradually, it becomes more qualitative, of a high quality. Just like in our world, the hero and the quantity are the masses, the many. There's many people, everyone has a small desire. And the hero and quality are people with great need who can come for great personal achievement, however have no powers. Hence, by connecting the two, then the vessel that is worthy of its duty is formed. Also inside man, it's the same. The more you have steel, vegetative and animated versus the speaking. Well, it's but that come to us gradually by the work. The more higher quality of the discernments. And initially we're like kids, we're just working on the quantities, more actions with not much mind. Yes.
Carlos from Brazil is asking, is good or evil my self observation, my self estimate, my self appreciation?
Good or bad for what? For me, the group, the state, reality, what about? Just good and bad in general.
He's asking about establishing what good and evil, good and bad is. Who is establishing that?
So man determines with respect to the goal. Who else can determine that? Only man. We are speaking, everything we speak is with respect to the one uses, he who feels the reality. However, what he feels, with respect to what does he measure it? Only with respect to his sensation? Or does he measure it with respect to the goal? Maybe the sensation isn't pleasant, but it's very beneficial in order to reach the goal. Then he's willing to be in it. Yes?
John from Chicago is asking, how is it possible to accelerate the process of realizing that no one can help us other than the Creator Himself?
Let's say I want to hear on my headset something, and there is a certain supply, sound supply, voice supply, provider, a source. So I first of all need the earpiece and a line and connect it to that sound source. Meaning there has to be a vessel in which I receive, a vessel through which I receive to match what I receive, and a transition of the connection between us to match it so that we will be connected. I have to care for it. The vessel where the Creator is being revealed is called the desire to bestow, meaning it is in equivalence of form with Him. Where do I build it? By what am I building it? The vessel itself is not in me, because if we are speaking of a desire to bestow, it is not in me, because I'm an entire desire to receive, meaning I seemingly need to exit myself, exit this quality that now is entirely me, and to acquire or enter the quality of bestow. And the more I acquire it or integrated in it, to that extent I can feel the Creator to be in it, in His quality. Well, how do I come to it? Hence we are told that all in all you have one means, the environment. The environment has to aim you correctly so that you will begin to demonstrate and feel it practically, all those things. Meaning to see what are you lacking in order to resemble the Creator. In the society, if you're examining with respect to them, how do you feel them? How are you willing to be with them together? How are you willing to subjugate yourself? Then accordingly, you are examining to what extent you are close to the Creator, or you just wish to listen to your own egoistic nature, and that's it. So should you open the eyes, you will see where is it aimed at. Either your pride is what's celebrating there, or indeed you are willing to grasp yourself and by the society bring about the good state with respect to the goal. We have nothing else to examine the or to measure things with. This is the echelon, just the environment, and this is where we start to begin to discover. This means this is it's from when the moment we receive the society as an ideal, 100%, like the Creator, the upper light outside of me. So everything I see, I blemish it through my own flaws. And from here onwards, we will see what to do. This is how a person is with respect to the environment by which he advances. Either advances through the good or through the bad. So what is happening now to us all over the world?
They build an environment for us from above. This is why we become more interdependent, more connected. An environment is being built. If we, in that environment, will advance towards unity, towards a connection, even if lolishma for lolishma, doesn't matter. Just in order to feel better, already we're going towards the goal, even though we don't know it. And unless we use the environment in the correct manner, then we will be pushed forward forcefully. But we can see in the world how the entire world is becoming a single environment with respect to each and every one. Yes?
Moshe from LA and Avinam from Chedera are asking about escaping the battle. They say many people come into a state of escaping the battle and don't see it as part of the path. Is there anything in our hand that we are capable of doing?
Yes. Usually there are several things involved. First of all, if we are speaking about the courses, then we must make sure that following the study or even during the study, people will receive the habits of studying, opening up the books by themselves, discovering all kinds of different situations they go through. They have to receive guidance with respect to the states that they'll be going through, and mainly to understand that their development is through the environment as a factor. They have to establish for themselves a certain common virtual area, let's say, and keep all the friends who have entered there initially and make some gathering between them and in such a way to advance, to each one should take care of the others, keep them, because certainly we do want to escape. If people are in such a course, and the course should never end, it should keep going on and on with solutions to social problems, family, education, and so on, meaning keep doing that. Make the person himself, make the student into a teacher, a lecturer, an educator. This is our profession, and this is how it must carry on. It's not that he's given a little bit of some introductory materials and that's it. He's let go. That's one thing. Second, is that a person escapes because he's not in an environment that keeps him, if it's a physical group. That the main thing that a person should be taught, other than a little bit of the structure of the worlds and the breaking and the correction, meaning the free in those free states, from Ein Sof up to this, down to this world with the breaking along the way, and then from this world back to Ein Sof, and by what can we do the corrections from, meaning the correction of the breaking is actually our path back. And in addition to giving a person, we have to give the person the means, the kelim for that. That he has to, well, we have to give him the foundations of the work. The foundations of the work are still, nonetheless, a few exercises, a few explanations about how in each incident that he goes through, how to be aided by the environment. Even though in all of those incidents, he wants to disrespect them and to draw further away from them. That's what happens to us. The whole issue is simple. There is an environment. Through it, I can receive an influence, bestowal. It can influence me. With respect to it, I must subjugate myself, meaning my evil inclination. And if I work in such a way, then I can truly, in a very intensive manner, receive bestowal and advance. And then there are all kinds of different states that I go through, ups and downs, but it's all me. I check all of those with respect to the environment. What is an ascent and a descent? In what state am I with respect to the state that I feel? Maybe I have a bad sensation, yet it's good. A good sensation, yet it's bad. It depends on how I examine, if everything must be with respect to the environment. And out of that, I begin to determine. I'm in the exile, in what states I am. Years of satiation, years of hunger, the blows, darkness, escape. Where is the point of Moshe, Moses in me, the Egyptians in me, Israel in me, and so on. It is all with respect to the group that I scrutinize those things. It is impossible to find within one's own discernments anything unless it's measuring it with respect to the environment. How can he decide, discriminate otherwise what is in him? And in every state, the most desperate, worse, and even scary situation, all in all, one has to escape into the environment, to be immersed in it, because it's truly like a womb, like the upper ima. It's Malchut of Atzilut, which is connected to Ima, to Bina. There one has to find himself. That's his place. That later would become his place up to the temple, up to Malchut of Ensof. That's it. So a person who goes through a course, it cannot be that he doesn't absorb some of that. It's not simple. I realize that you have to go through many stages. But nowadays, people are much more prepared, ready for that. And at least a little bit give them, and also give them a few exercises. How do you go through these situations? We need to provide a little bit more, even to write down, in such an incident, do this, in such a case, do that, so that he'll have some sort of a framework or reminders. Then he can look at what he went through and examine himself a little bit. We need to have a little bit better treatment that we haven't done so far, because we arrived on the scene before there is this relative broad awakening. But that's what I'm saying, that we need to give a person a few tools at his disposal so that it won't confuse him, but rather to the opposite, to the contrary, it will aim him correctly towards the environment, and then he'll be able to see that if he's building it onwards and he's connected to it, then he's advancing, and if he's not, then he won't advance. We have many newcomers, we have many people who've been with us for years. Are they in the correct relationship with the environment? That they have to check, because if not, then for sure one cannot advance. You only advance maybe in your intellect, but you don't advance in your inner quality, inner changes towards spirituality. You can come to the lesson a few times a week. Many times they're so clever that... But all in all, where does one lose himself through the light of reform? So...
So, Sergei from Upa is asking, what is an environment?
An environment is the same kli called Malchut, which with respect to us appears broken, but in truth it is all whole and perfect, and I feel it this way, and the entire humanity seems to me this way, as that this is the environment. Inside of this kli, I can only recognize, I can recognize the desire of the friends who compose the kli, that they have a desire towards the goal, but by themselves they are broken, between them they are separated and distant. That's the environment. And this is what I need to see. I need to see this projection of my inner qualities.
Student from Mexico is asking, how can we measure the connection and the advancement through the connection?
not through the connection. Measure my advancement is something that I can do to the extent that I justify them, appreciate them, value them, see them as the greatest, as united and whole, to the extent that I see in them the image of the Creator, to the extent that I want to receive from them an imprint over myself, whatever is in them, I want them to imprint in me. That's it. I want to be truly the outcome from them. That's called being educated by the environment and everything else we speak of, right? Why? Because what they will imprint in me will be the form of the Creator, the shape of the Creator, Adam in me. Therefore, on the one hand, this is how I must relate to them. On the other hand, I feel how much I don't see them as such. And those two things are completely unrelated, have nothing to do with one another. On the one hand, I see them, I feel them as great, as special, as unified. Truly, there's no difference between them and the Creator. And on the other hand, I see how much I relate to them differently. And by these things, that it's an indication, an exact indication of my attitude towards the Creator. Truly so. There's no difference. If I disrespect the group, for sure I disrespect the Creator. It's the same. And if I want to be changed by the environment, that means that a person is trying to position himself in a way that he'll be changed by the Creator. If I'm able to live in these two discernments, how much I hate them, I disrespect them, truly so on the one hand, and on the other hand, how much I appreciate them, respect them, raise them. And these two points are like one, the Keter and Malchut in a man, and by these two he builds his kli. But while coping with this kli, one must realize that this is his nature, and now he can determine if he's in the exile or not, and why, because one can see the purpose, the goal of being connected and being having bestowal, etc., on the one hand, and how much he's not in it, and he's not capable, and doesn't want it, and constantly forgets about it, and comes out of it, on the other hand. And then one sees how much his ego is not allowing him to be whole with the environment, meaning to be integrated in it, to be a part that completely disappears there, an integral part. And then by that, one comes to crossing the barrier. Yes?
Bill from Dallas is asking, how can we raise the importance of the goal during the upcoming congresses? It seems like many friends with many disturbances now, so how can we ascend above it? Are we turning to the Creator and asking the Creator for it?
That they have many disturbances and interruptions, that's good. The question is, as we just spoke, that there must be two discernments, both the disturbances on the one hand, and how much I disrespect everyone, and how much I don't want to, and I don't want to be with all of them, and how much through my pride I feel that I'm higher than all of them. I look down at them, I drew further away from them, I don't accept them. That's on one hand. If we're speaking about an individual, if this is what's taking place amongst everyone in a group, then it means that this group, this society is destroyed, demolished. Can it be resurrected? Well, a congress is an opportunity for such groups that are in this demolished form, where there are almost always no positive forces that can connect them, glue them. Rather, even if they do connect, it's only on the, with the purpose of going against something, either against the teacher or against what he says or against another part of the group, and this is what's keeping them together. So a convention is an opportunity to enter a bigger, stronger environment, which is above the group, and then they can improve on the condition that they are coming to bow down, to subjugate themselves, each one by himself and the whole group together. This is called that they are coming like into a mikveh, but into a bath. But that means that they have to sacrifice, and if they're willing to do that, that will influence them for the better. And if not, then as an outcome, following the convention, we will see that they will draw even further away. And they'll may go on their own separate path. I think that the convention should be powerful enough in order for each and every one to receive a clear discernment about it. Either I'm going to subjugate myself and advance towards the goal through the environment that we are building, and it will be the chief factor in my development as a representative of the Creator, or I'm simply going to let go and leave because this is not for me. That's what we want to happen. We've had enough of engaging with all of these games of honor and control that are taking place in the groups. And it's worthwhile to now advance towards serious things. It's not like children who keep fighting in the sandbox. Rather, it is time now for important, great actions that humanity is now demanding of us. If we're willing, ready for that, all the better. If not, I'll be happy if they simply disappear. One of two. Therefore, the Congress should help everyone see where they are and what am I going to do next in life. And again, the convention by itself, of the whole world group coming together, it forms the greatest environment, the most beneficial environment towards advancement. So it's really worthwhile to truly, during those days, enter in the right way, God forbid, not with disrespect, by physical and spiritual, internal participation in whatever this environment is doing. By this, a person is truly placing himself under the strongest possible influence that we can have in this world in order to advance. Yes.
In working with the friends, you said that on the one hand there is the fact that I see them as the creator, greatest of the generation, that's Keter, and on the other hand I see how I underestimate them, being Malchut. So where in this work is what defines as a lack of chasadim, of mercy in this work?
I don't know what you mean by lack of chasadim here.
In working in the group, what does it mean that there's a lack of chasadim?
Oh, love, participation, willingness. General willingness.
Is
That's called chasadim. That the group is willing to accept everyone in bestowal like itself. The moment you're not in bestowal, you feel gvot. And then the bad phenomena are revealed, which are due to lack of chasadim in the participation of each and every one. I don't know what to... All right? There's somebody in the back?
With respect to those, to the sermons, if I truly see them as the greatest of the generation, how can I despise them?
But it happens you have both this and that. Both this and that. And how can it happen simultaneously? You're going to see it. You'll see. They are the greatest of the generation, yet I don't appreciate them enough. At least that. Or even disrespect them. Well, when you feel it, we'll talk about it. All right, where is that lad? Yes.
Could you explain, please, what does it exactly mean to disrespect the group?
So disrespect the group means that I don't disrespect the individuals, I disrespect the concept, which is the corrected kli, as it were before the breaking of the vessel. This is how I imagine this kli, that everyone is there, they're all corrected, connected, in the right type of relationship and connection, and the Creator is there. And if I'm included there, I'm truly included in the complete kli with the light that is bestowed there, that dwells there. And He is also bestowing and influencing me, and I'm also being corrected and included in that same group, the same system. And there I can feel that light that is filling up the system, which is called the Creator. If I disrespect all of those things, then that's disrespect in the group, in the environment, in the Creator. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. This group of all of them, and every, it's a single discernment, all of those things. Yes. Well?
Beforehand, you used two terms that are new for me. You said about the group as a pool of water, and you said about Malchut.
Mikveh, bath, is a spiritual kli that cleanses one of his ego. Water, you know, symbolizes chasadim. This is how we said. So I said it in short. And what's the other one? Oh, bowing down. Bowing down means that I lower all of my ego, my pride, in order to connect with what I see that I have to connect with according to the plan of creation. That by this I accept the condition which is above my reason. It's not that I see him as great and then for sure I'm going to bow down. Rather, it doesn't look like good or great to me, and I have to subjugate myself in order to connect with it. You are small in my eyes, so I'm going to connect with you. So I have to lower myself. All right, fine, and I connect with you. Yes? That's on the one hand. On the other hand, that's not bowing down. That's, well, I just do it in a form of, you know, through pride. In such a way, I cannot connect with you spiritually. In spirituality, if I connect, then this is how it is. As we say, we always have two determinations while deciding, while determining the situation. On one hand, you're great in my eyes. On the other hand, I disrespect you, that truly you are small. With respect to spirituality, I value you as great. With respect to corporeal reality, in my eyes, I see you as small. With my eyes, I have these and those. So what should I do? So here I subjugate myself, my pride, on purpose, in order to connect with you, because from the other side, I do know that you are great, that by that, I too will reach greatness. Gadlut. It's a matter of, again, there is reason here and faith above reason. We have two things here. I want to play with you a little bit. It's enough by now that we have reason and we have faith above reason. According to my opinion, you're worth nothing above my opinion, my reason. You are in adhesion with the Creator. And this is how I relate to you. I'm always in this inner split. This is how it is in spirituality, because on the one hand, I have the uncorrected vessels, and on the other hand, I have to be above them with a screen, a masach, and a returning light. Either I'm going out of my will to receive, where my rosh, my head, is inside my guf, my body, inside my will to receive, because it serves that desire, or I'm with my head above, my rosh above the will to receive. So I have as if two rashim, two heads, an egoistical rosh head and an altruistic head. Yes.
If the environment is the clothing of the Creator, then what does it mean that I'm choosing a better environment each and every time?
Because it is up to you to choose, up to you to make these discernments. By that you're correcting yourself. Before you, there is all these forms that you see according to your own corruptions. And you then have to say the following. What I see before me is all the world of Ensof. What appears to me is all this world. What's the difference between this world and the world of Ensof? The difference is where I am and where what is desirable by me. And let's move on to the next part. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.